Shir Tzedek Aleph Yom Gimel Parshas Kisisa.
So we're holding in Tesfis. The Tesis asked the Kasha and Lishnekame. Lishnekame holds that in the Sefer, Anusi Machmas Nefoshes, a person could be Chayzer Umagid. Machmas Momen, he can't, because ain't other Mesi Mats Mirosho. This is the Maskonev Lishnekame. And the Reisha Yunemon Bemigu to say everything. And the Sefer, Anusi Machmas Nefoshes, you believe. And Musi Machmas Momen, you not believe. Because ain't no domesi matz merosha. Fractasis beseda. Aber anusi machmas nefoshes, you believed. So when you say anusi machmas momen, believe me bemigu, that I could have said machmas nefoshes. As I mean in the reisha. Be'en ksav yodom yoitzim imokim acher, migu that I could have said mizuyev, they nemen to say anusi machmas momen. So in the Sefer, you write that ksav yodom yoitzim imokim acher, they don't have a migu that they could have said mizuyev, but they could have said anusi machmas nefoshes. And if they would say anusi machmas nefoshes, they would be believed. So believe them, anusi machmas momen, ben migu the machmas nefoshes. As I mean in the reisha is a migu, zok teisves. En ksav yodom yoitzim imokim acher, migu that they could have said mizuyev, they believe to say Ksav Yodeinu, Aval Anusi Machmas Momen Oyinu. So why in the Sefer they don't have a migu? This is Tesis's kasha. This is Tesis's kasha. And Tesis says that it's not a good migu. People are scared to say Anusi Machmas Nefoshes. It's lo yishchiach. Ina mi betrei edim lo yamrin en migu. This is the Tesis. And we mentioned yesterday that there's two groups of questions. The first kashas is, Frek the Maram Shif. Tesis before already asked the kasha and the Sefer. Even a Lishne Basre. Even a Lishne Basre, they can't say Anusi Machmas Nefoshes. Oh, but they have a migu. They could have said Perua. So believe them, the migu, that they could have said Perua. Ksav Yodeinu, aval Anusi Moinu Machmas Momen, Machmas Nefoshes. They have a migu, they could have said Perua. And Tesis answered three terutzim why you don't say that migu. Migu neged eidim, because the shtar says nishta zei. Chayzer v'magid, betrei eidim lo yamrin en migu. Why Tesis repeats himself, and again asks the kasha and the sefer, I have a migu. Are he answered. Migu neged eidim lo yamrin en, chayzer v'magid. And betrei eidim lo yamrin en migu. Why Tesis repeats himself? That's given the kasha from the Maram Shif. And the Maram Shif answered, before it was a Lishne Basre. So it's like a Tesis to Terutzim Migu Neged Eidim, Chayzer V'Magid. Now we're going to Lishne Kame, that you could be Chayzer V'Magid. Just you're right. In the Machmas Momen, you're not Nema to be Chayzer V'Magid. Because Ein Odom Eisim Atzmei Rosho. But the Yesod of Lishne Kame holds that you could be Chayzer V'Magid. But Mele, with a Migu, you could be Chayzer V'Magid. But Mele, you're not considered Neged Eidim. This is the reason Tesis here repeated the Kasha, because now it's a Lishne Kame, and he lost the first two Terutzim that he had before, Neged Eidim V'Chayzer V'Magid, because Lishne Kame holds you could be chayzer v'magid b'shtar, and it's not considered against eidim. This was the Maram Shif. He said, it's a doichak. It's a doichak. Because l'mayse, machmas moment that you may see ma'atz merosha, you can be chayzer v'magid. So it's not so gishmak the teretz of the Maram Shif. This was one chaylik. But we mentioned yesterday, the bigger problem in this mahalach is, so l'fi the Maram Shif be'etzem, what Tesis repeats himself, Lefid Maram Shif, what Tesis repeats himself, is Be'etzim one line. Tesis is going back to the Kasha, believe me, b'migu de Perua. Just before he had three terutzim, migu neged eidim, chayzer v'magid, and migu betrei lo yamrinen. Lelish nekame, you don't have the first two terutzim because you could be chayzer v'magid. You don't have the second, first teres, migu neged eidim. And Mele Tesis really repeating the same Kasha again? So the kasha was, so why Tesis has to switch the migu? Just ask the same kasha again. Vim toima lelishnekame, I have a migu de perua. Lelishnekame, I have the migud de parua. So vale lishnekame, I have the migud de parua. Vale lishnekame, I have a migud de parua. So repeat the same kasha again. I could be believed be migud de parua. And b'meila Tesis doesn't have the first two terutzim. Why Tesis has to switch a migu? Just ask the same kasha again. I mean, this is the Maram Shif really explains that it's the same kasha again. Just Tesis repeats it now. Lishnekame. And we explain that it's not only stam a kasha. Why Tesis switched the loshen? It's a bigger kasha. I mean, the first teretz of Tesis that anusi machmas nefoshes lo shchiach doesn't answer on parua, because parua is shchiach. So if Tesis would ask the kasha from Parua, he would never have the answer. He would never have the answer. And the third kasha we ask Tesis, Rosh Takeh only says the first Eretz. So what he will answer in Parua? If Lishnekame doesn't hold from the Terutzim from the first Tesis. These will be etzem the two Aores that we mentioned yesterday. The Hainu. First, why Tesis repeats the kasha that he answered. And if we will decide that he's repeating it because he's going to Lishnekame, so just ask the same kasha now, Lishnekame from Migu de Parua. Why Tesis had to switch his question and stell the kasha on Anusi Mahmas Nefoshes? The Migu that he could have said Mahmas Nefoshes. And we said in this Teretz, it's Nish Klo that it's a Teretz. This is the Aores that we spoke out yesterday. He said from the Tumi Machesh. The Divrei Yecheskel comes and he says a Givaldike Yesoit to answer all of the kashas. Zog the Divrei Yecheskel the following shtickle. Zog the Divrei Yecheskel like this. Be'emes, we have two thesis in that ask the same question. We have a Reisha Yunemon Bemigu. Ein Ksav Yonam Yoitze, you believed. And the Sefer, you not believed to say Anusi Machmas Momen. Or even Machmas Nefoshes Lishne Basre. And Teis has a Kasha, but they have a Migu. Azevi the Reisha is a Migu. And the Sefer is a Migu. Why they don't have a Migu? This is Teis's Kasha, really. And in the beginning, Teis asked a Kasha for Migu de Perua, and he had three Terutzim. Migu Negedeidim, Choyze Vemagid, Betreidim, Loyamrin, and Migu. And now Teis repeats the same Kasha and the Sefer. You have a Migu. Of what is the migu that he's offering now? Anusi machmas nefoshes. The filish nekame, you never to say anusi machmas nefoshes. And he answers, they're scared, it's not a gishmak in migu, people don't want to say it, umbetrei edim lo yamrin in migu. And the question is, why Tesis repeats the same kasha, and the answers change? Maram Shif said what he said, we don't like it. Why Tesis switched the question? This is what is bothering the Divrei Yecheskel. Zog the Divrei Yecheskel ayesoit. And listen carefully to his vault. Zog Divrei Yecheskel hazeh. Zog Divrei Yecheskel, when a person has a migu, be'etzem, migu is a raya that I'm saying the truth. Be'etzem, migu could win even Edim. Migu could win even Edim. You will ask me how migu could win Edim? First, I have a raya, I'm saying the truth. A. B, even if you don't like to say so stark, aber avada, when the migu will explain that the Edim are not Edim, because the star is Mizuyev, that mamish against Edim. Lidvora is no Edim. Migu could win. So why migu taki doesn't help against Edim? Tesis said migu doesn't help against Edim. So here the Divrei Yecheskel, he's saying be'etzim the whole Rebel Chonon of the Betamtzi Sadvorim. Listen carefully. Avada migu is a raya that I'm saying the truth. But we know from Rebbe Chonon that Rebbe Chonon was teaching us that it's a musik that is called Koyach HaTayne. Now I want to explain what Rebbe Chonon told us that it's Koyach HaTayne. So rather in the Yeshiva Shevek we say, other the Pshat is a Raya, I'm saying the truth, other I take the Koyach from here and I bring it here. Maybe we'll say both together. Avad it's a Raya, that I'm saying the truth, but I need the Koyach HaTayne. Now I knew, Val, I could say that and I'll be believed, I'm taking the strength that I have there and I'm putting it here. Yeah? I have a koyach. I'm coming and I'm telling you, migu that I could have said porua, believe me, that anusi machmas momen. Migu that I could have said porua, believe me that I'm saying anusi machmas momen. If you would say porua, why you would be believed? If two Edim will come and say porua, why they will be believed? What?
Nukatedus.
What? We know that it's Parua. We have a kasha against it? No. I'm saying parua to Adim. I know that it's parua. So now believe me what? That anusim machmas nefoshes. When I'm saying anusim, against me, the shtar says that they're not anusim. So to be believed that they're anusim, who I have to fight? I want to explain. It's a deep revolt. I want to explain. There'll be mamish klo. The moshel, a person comes to his friend, no edim. You know, I gave you a chayfetz to look after. The guy says, I gave it back. So you tell him, where's the edim? He says, I could have said I lost it. And if I lost it, I can't have edim. And you would have to believe me. So, believe me, chzalti b'migu denenzu. I believe migu. What is my migu? I could have said I lost it. Then, too bad. Too bad. So now I say I gave it back. You also have to believe me. This is a normal migu. What are you doing in this field? I could have said it was mine forever. You know, I bought it from you. Where's the edim? I don't have edim. But believe me, I bought it. I could have said it was mine. You don't have edim that is yours. I could have said le'adam. Right? So believe me. And he says, shvuya v'tahira. You never knew that. If I would not say that I'm a shvuya, you would think I'm a regular lady. Now believe me that I'm a tahira. Believe me, parua. I could have said parua. Believe me, didn't answer. We tell him, listen, when you would say parua, that tiny would come to Beis Din, Lama Zoganet will weigh a koyach. Well, that pound of ne'emonis. Pound of ne'emonis is enough to win the Baal Dovah. You want now to take this pound of ne'emonis, and we will believe you all that it's anusim. Who is fighting the tainas anusim? The Baal Dovah or someone else also? The shtar, the edim shebishtar say that they're not anusim. When you would say Perua, you would have a koyach against Edim?
No.
You would never have a koyach against Edim. So I could believe you now against a Baal Dovo. Even if you would say Perua, everything would work out for you, but you would not have a Ne'emonis. Betainas Perua, you would not have a Ne'emonis against Edim. So you cannot use that Taina to win Edim. You would have a koyach to win edim. You could have used it. You want the moshel? The moshel, God did the Yecheskel Reb Nochem bring that moshel. Teisus Arosh. When we started the sugya, Teisus asked the kasha. And the reisha, why they believe it's migu neged edim? Because if you didn't have an anusim, the shtar says they're not anusim. Teisus says, lechoshiv kiyu. We mentioned that the Teisus Arosh says a different teretz. He says, when they will say mezuyef, they would win the shtar. Even though the shtar says that it's not mezuyef, Chazal give a koyach and tainas mezuyef to win the shtar. So now by anusim, they also believe to win the shtar. As they did mezuyef, you could win a shtar. I it's migu neged edim. So what's zok the teis arosh? While in my original taine, I would also be neman against edim. Here I'm also neman against edim. Teisus didn't learn like that because Teisus didn't learn Mizuyef and Nemon against Edim. Chazal said, "Bemokim Mizuyef, we don't rely on the Edim." This means Teisus didn't say it. But the Teis Arosh said that he's not recognizing Teisus Kasha Bichlal. So they said again, "Migu Neged Edim doesn't help." Not stam blank. Migu Neged Edim doesn't help. When Migu Neged Edim doesn't help, when the Taina that I want the Taina, I'm believed, but do I'm not believed Neged Edim? Do I'm believed stam? So I believe now also stam. When I come over to you, you owe me money. Who are you? If I would say that, you would give me money. So against you, I could pull money like this. So I could pull money against you like this. Or if my new taina now, Aiden come into the picture. We're telling you, listen, you're right. If you would say Perua, you would not be fighting Aiden. Now you're fighting Aiden. But Luyatsu in Peru, I would also be fighting Edim. So I have Gora Shtark in Migu. Now I know, I'm saying the Ne'emonis that I would have if I would tie the Taina A, I'm having by B. If the Taina A is not fighting Edim, there is a Ne'emonis of 80%. So the Migu, you read it's a right that I'm saying the truth, but only could give me the power and the Koyach of a Ne'emonis if the same Koyach Ne'emonis. So what is the same Koyach Ne'emonis? The same koyach ne'emonis is a ne'emonis of perua and ne'emon. This is the yesod of the Divrei Yecheskel. After we have this yesod of the Divrei Yecheskel, comes the Divrei Yecheskel And listen, listen, a beautiful pshat, he says. Tesis came to our Mishnah. He came to our Mishnah, and in the Reisha you believe b'migu, be'en ksav yodam yoytze you believe. Ayetz migu negedeinim, Tesis answered, kule choda agodem. Frig Tesis, what happened to the Sefer? You have a migu. So Tesis answered, yeah, migu negedeinim, it doesn't work. Because the shtar is mekuyim. And now Tesis in the third Tesis repeats the question again, in Machmas Nefosha, says, I have a migu anusi Machmas Nefoshas. And here he doesn't say it's migu negedeinim. The Maam Shif said what he said, well, we're not going with it. Zog the Rebbe Yecheskel, listen how good it is. When Tesis came and asked, and the Sefer believe in b'migu de Perua, if they would say Perua, who is against them? If they say Perua, who is against them? Nobody. So they believe to say Perua. Now they want to be Neman to say, Anusi machmas nefoshes, Anusi machmas momen. B'migu they could have said Perua. Tell you, but Perua, you would not fight with the Eidim. Here, you're fighting with the Eidim. The Migu can't give you a kerch to fight with the Eidim. The Migu can't give you a kerch to fight with the Eidim. The Migu can't give you a kerch to fight with the Eidim. Migu neged Eidim lo yamrinen. These are the words of Tesis. Said Tesis gave up three terutzim. Migu neged Eidim chayzur magin, Migu betray, everything is good. Comes Tesis and wakes up again and says, okay. Aber elishne kame. If I come in and I say, Anusi machmas nefoshes, I'm believed or not. I, the shtar says not like that. I have a koyach to take the Eidim of the shtar, turn him on the head, make them psulim, and to be believed. I could fight the Eidim shebishtar. So if I have a migu that I could fight the Eidim shebishtar, so now believe me, Anusi machmas momen, I have a koyach, ne'emonis. This migu has a koyach. So these are the words of the Tesaror, so the Divrei Yecheskel. Tesaror said, when he answered Tesis Kasha, why in the Mishnah migu helps, and the Reisha, I, migu negedeidim, Tesis lechoshev kiyum. So like Tesaror, Shval mezuyev also is against the Shtar, so every time that I tine against the Shtar, I'm never b'migu. B'meile, comes out a givaldik ezach. Lefi the Divrei Yecheskel, and lefi the Maram Shif, we have two drochim how we're learning the sugya. Lefide Maram Shif, Tesis started in the Reisha, why it's not Migu Negedeidim, Lechoshiv Kiyum. First Tesis of the Sugya. Second Tesis of the Sugya, Tesis asks, what would the Sefer have a Migu de Perua Lelishne Basre against Eidim? The third Tesis says, oh, but Lelishne Kame, it's not against Eidim. So Tesis, but he's scared to say, Migu Negedeidim. These are the orders of the Tesis. So Kiyilu, the first Tesis is asking in the Reisha, the second is really taking care of Lishne Basre, and the third one is going back to Lishne Kame. Lefide Divrei Yecheskel, nein. Tesis is a Mesuda Dika Tesis. First he asked the Kasha and the Reisha why it's not Migu Neged Eidim, and he answered Lechoshiv Kiyum. Then he asked in the Sefer, you have a regular Migu, it's Migu Neged Eidim. And that Tesis is Lekule Alme. Even in Lishne Kame, it's Migu Neged Eidim. Because the Shtar says Nishtazei. Are you not? When you're saying Anusi Machbas Nefoshes, Machbas Momen, you're not believed to be Chayzer Magid. So if you say Migu de Perua, you're not believed. It's Neged Eidim. If you would say Perua, you would not fight with Eidim. So the Migu now can't fight with Eidim. Tesis is coming with a new question. Aber Lishne Kame, I have a modern Migu. A Migu of Machbas Nefoshes. And that Migu could win Eidim. When you could win Migu with Eidim, believe now against Eidim. So Tesis, two terutzim. One tells he's scared to say Machmas Nefoshes. Second, with two Eidim, you don't say Migu. You'll ask me, Kashe, und was mit Migu de Perua? What'll be the answer? Why is no Migu de Perua? Migu de Eidim. Tesarosh doesn't ask him Perua. He knows Migu de Eidim. We asked the Akash, what happened to Tesarosh? Perua is not Akash, he was taken care of. It's Migu Neged Eidim. The Shtar Zog Nishtazei. Seile Lishne Kame, Seile Lishne Basre. What Tesis chapt in this Tesis, what happens is Be'etzem, it's not Be'pshot Etove. You know, the Sugi the Chochmah is when you finish to put down the Zachen, when you have all the Yesoidas. Fina Ma'am Shift, we learn the Sugi the whole time back and forth, again, Nochab all the Akashes. It's like in circles we're going, Be'etzem. Now it's the Lishne Kame, the same Kasha in a different way. Lefide Divrei Yecheskel, everything is neat. And our Mishnah is a Migu. comes Tesis in the first Tesis and says why it's not Migu Neged Eidim. Ari the Shtar Zog Nishta Zei Leichoshiv Kiyum. And Tesis Rosh answers Vali has a koyach of Eidim, Bemele he has a koyach. They said it to Yecheskel. Tesis asks the Kasha, a regular Migu in the Sefer? So I already answered you, it's not a Kasha Bichlal. Migu Neged Eidim Lo Yamrinen. Now Tesis says, the Lishnekame, I found a Gishmak in Migu. They could say, Nusi Machmas Nefoshes, and they could win the Shtar. Ooh, so they have a Migu that could break Eidim. If they have a Migu that could break Eidim, so let them say, Nusi Machmas Momen, and they'll be believed in Migu, because they have a Koyach. So Tesis had the skill to say it. Also, you can have the Alta Teretz, Migu Betrei, Lo Yamrinen. So Tesis Rosh, the Iker Teretz is, but they're scared to say it. It's noch a teisvus. It's a naya avone. Avone, it's giboid of koyach hatayne. But I'm saying again, we don't have to say stam koyach hatayne. Avone, we could say with the raya sheboy. But the raya and the koyach is limited to how much he would be believed in the original tayne. He can't be believed more from the original tayne. This is the mahalach of the Divrei Yecheskel. So our question is, because I want the Moisif here, Isofe, is Be'etzem, what happened to the Tesis before? And Be'ikah the Kash is, we have the Migu de Perua. And if we say that the Lishnekame, the Terutzim from before don't work, Vos mit Migu de Perua. So the Maram Shif learned, yeah, this is Tesis Kash really, Vos mit Migu de Perua. And Be'etzem, Tesis Taket, the first Tesis Taket doesn't work, the Ikah is the second Taket. This is the Maram Shif's Shvach Pshat Keilu. And Tesis Rosh state Nishtazei. Tesis Rosh state that we don't have a Pshat. We're not answering Migu de Perua. The Yecheskel answered, Migu de Perua, it's Migu Neged Eidim. It's Michlal Nishken Kash. The whole Kash was Anusi Machmas Nefoshes, believed in Migu. Does it the ganze Kash? Does it the ganze Kash? Das ist die ganze Kasche. I want one more Hesofe. The Beis Yankev, he doesn't go with the Maram Shif. He doesn't go with the Divrei Yecheskel. He has andere Cheshboines. And I'm leaving his Cheshboines to the side. I'm just saying one chap that he says. He says, what happened to Migu de Perua? Days before asked the Kasha, but we're asking Lemaise Lelish Nekame why we don't have a Migu de Perua. The Maram Shif explains that Lelish Nekame is not considered Migu Neged Eidim and it's not considered Chayza Vemagid. So why he doesn't have, why they don't have a Migu that he could have said Perua? And we saw Tesis Rosh Taki never answers it. Why they don't have a Migu of Perua? Zog de Bisyankev a very poshta teretz. He says, the Eidim cannot say Perua. Let the Eidim to try to say Perua, what will happen? The Eidim will walk into the basin and they will say Perua, what will happen? He will not have to pay? 1 second. They said he paid, Perua. The Eidim will come and say Perua. So, but he will not have to pay anymore. He says, what the guy says he paid or he says he didn't pay? What the guy says? One second. Think good, don't answer. What? What he says? He borrowed the money or never borrowed the money? Never borrowed the money. He says Anusim. The guy says Anusim. It never happened. So the guy says Anusim, but the guy doesn't say Anusim. He doesn't know what happened. He just says one thing. I never borrowed the money. The Einim come say, yeah, but we signed on the Shah, the guy came with a gun. It really never happened. But the Loiva says, it never happened. I don't owe money, right? Now Eidim come and say, listen, it's a shtar. He owes money, but he paid. The Moses says, and he has to pay. So if they would say porati, he would have to pay again. It does Baal Din that he didn't pay. Because porati, and he has to pay. So what they're saying? If they're saying porati, and he says loy lovisi, they would have to pay. He would have to pay. But maybe they don't have a migu. Now you can't say, we can't say that it really, that we're speaking that they're saying, maybe he says take porati. I'm being a writer, he's not saying Porati. Because they bet I'm saying Anusim. Are they saying Anusim? So while they're saying Anusim, so if he says Porati, so he's Makrish the Eidim. If they say Anusim, so they say it was never a shtar. So how he says Porati? So Muchach that he's not saying Porati. What mean maybe he said nothing? They're scared. When they come into Beis Din, they will say Porati. Beis Din will call the guy and say, you owe money? He said, I never owed money. So pay. So they don't have a migu, they don't want to say Porati. Oh, so the Shaila is why they didn't answer before the Beis Yankev has a cheshbon. You're right. That will leave you. Right, that's what I said. The Beis Yankev has a cheshbon. Abba Zog, the Beis Yankev, clapping our tesis, we're asking Kehilu, tesis Arosh, you're answering the first teretz, was I mit Porati? Tesis Arosh said that migu den mach was the first of schwache migu, aber Tesis Arosh never took care of Porati. Zog, the Beis Yankev, I don't understand Porati. Mit af Arba didn't understand the first tesis. Take Tesis Arosh never asked the first tesis. Tesis Arosh doesn't have the first tesis. Tesis Arosh never heard that Porati is a migu by Eidim. Because there is no echatims here to say Porati. Because in this case, it can be that they're saying Porati. So Tesis Arosh Taki doesn't know from Porati. This is the cheshbon that Beis Yankev wants to go with. So again, it's a zaitik teretz of the Porati. I'm not saying it's a zaitik be'etzem. I'm not saying it's a zaitik teretz. Be'etzem, we have to sit and understand pshat. He's be'etzem slugging up the first tesis. He's slugging up the whole Maram Shiv. We're so busy with Porati. He's right. It's not true. It's no migu. That's the extent. I'm saying the Beis Yankev about a third shita here in the sugya. Chutz of the Maram Shiv. Chutz of the Vecheskel. To know the Beis Yankev. Be'etzem is a baya. Be'etzem we have a baya. What with Porati? Be'etzem we have a baya. What with Porati? What are we doing with Porati? What? What the guy claims that he's fighting?
Nothing. They didn't came and say we're
innocent. What he claims, the guy? What the guy? I'm asking. But if he says Lovisi, what he says? What is the argument here? They say Anusim. He says they're right or wrong. And they claim that it never happened. Not that it never, that's not the right signatures. It's the signature, but it was no alvoy. It was a gun. What are they claiming? We know it's my Yitzchok. We know that it's my signature. I'm claiming, you're right that it's my signature, but it was no alvoy. The guy was here with a gun. Now they ask the guy, you took the money or not? He says, yeah. So that doesn't work. He also says, like the Eidim, that it never happened. What do you mean they says nothing? You ask him. A guy comes over to you, he owes you $1,000. What do you mean you say nothing? You owe or you don't know? Answer. What? Could be. You could be minded by Yoshim, I hear. But it's not a kasha. Again, the guy has to answer. I want to explain. I've added the Eidim are nervous that the guy will answer. You ask him, the Eidim have a migu they couldn't. They know if they will say Porati, who knows what will happen? We'll say Oines, Lo Yehoev, Lo Nivro, Vegamarnu. There's no shtar. They'll say Porati. The guy will say he never took the money. The guy is arguing, he doesn't want to pay. I remove from that. Leshitosam that they're saying now Anusimach was the foshes, so they're claiming that was not for. If they will say Porati, they will Michayev the guy. They will cause the guy to pay money. If they come and say, we saw him paying, so Be'etzem they're saying was Alvoy, and he owes money. Okay. Now, as one Mechelik doing Teisves, the Maram Shif, we saw the first piece of the Maram Shif. It's another Maram Shif, a small Maram Shif, two more lines on Teisves. Another piece. We'll read the Teisves again. Abazunder Mechelik. Machmas nefoshes hareilu ne'emonim v'im to'imar v'chi omru k'tanim o'inu anusim machmas momen lehemne b'migu de'amri anusim o'inu machmas nefoshes. Tesis is kashe. They have a migu, but this is tesis is kashe. Believed in b'migu. Tesis adds five words. Doho bereshe di'ike migu ne'emonim le'imar anusim o'inu machmas momen. Taisa speaks it out like I spoke it now. In the Reish, you have a migu. So why in the Sefer is no migu? For the Ma'am Shif, why Taisa has to remind us that in the Reish is a migu? Stop. Yes, in Gekashi, why do not believe they have a migu? The Habereshe, the Neman Bemigu. So why the not Neman Bemigu now? This is Thesis Kashi. This is Thesis Kashi. This is Thesis Kashi. Why they don't have a Migu? Frank the Maram Shif, why Thesis has to remind us that in the Reisha is a Migu? Why Thesis has to remind us that in the Reisha is a Migu? You're asking a kasha, and the Sefer, and they not believe. Why they not believe? This is the kasha. Why they not believe in the Sefer? They have a migu. The Habereshe. The Habereshe. Find the Ma'am Shif. Why you have to say the Habereshe? Without the Habereshe. Ask a kasha. They have a migu. Why they not believe? Look in the first Aces. Ain't there money? Oh, let like shoot the name of Migu the Boyabri Poruo. Stop a kasha. Why Tesis doesn't ask a kasha? They freak the Maram Shif. Zog the Maram Shif poshet. Tesis knew that you could answer him. Maybe Bemokum Mesim Asme Rosha, you don't say a Migu. Who said you say a Migu Bemokum that a person is Mesim Asme Rosha? Maybe Bemokum that Adam is Mesim Asme Rosha, you don't say Migu. What? Zog Teisa, but in the Reisha, steht you never to say Anusi Machmas Momen, the Lishnekame. I ain't other Mesi Masme Rosha. As a Raya Lishnekame holds, that the Mokim Mesi Masme Rosha, you have a Migu. Das is the Gemara's Kasha. Das is Teisa's Kasha. Is that
Pasha? What?
Lishne Basra holds nicht to say that Mokim Migu doesn't have Mesi Masme Rosha. One second. How you know? From the Reisha. Very good. You have it at Teisvus. You manage to have it at Teisvus. Now you're asking why. But it's not again. Lishne Basra holds in the Sefer you not believed, and in the Reisha you only never nefoshes in that moment because ain't other Meisim Atzmi Rosha. Lishne Basra didn't speak in the Gemara and the Reisha. Look in the Lishne Basra. Look inside. Lishne Kame, I'm asking you. Lishne Kame said in the Sefer you name on the Foshes and you're not name on Mammon because ain't other Mesim Asmi Rosha. And the Reisha you believed. Why? Migu. I'm Mesim Asmi Rosha. Vaistois Lishne Kame holds, it's not a problem. We are speaking it out already for 2 weeks, it comes out klar. But the Maisa is not written down klar in Lishne Kame. So Tesis is ois cheshmening. Lishne Kame are in the Reisha Migu helps. Even and Machmas Momen is a riot that in the Reisha you name it the Mesim Asmi Rosha. The Migu. You name it the Mesim Asmi Rosha Bemigu. But made in the Sefer also you be lemon to Mesim Asmi Rosha Bemigu. As the Maram Shif speaks out, I think maybe it's Poshim. Say that. The Maram Shif speaks it out. Freg the world. The Heino Misvara, you could have said that the Mokim Mesim Atzmi Rosha, you can say Migu. Aber, Zogteis is a Mucha from the Reisha, that you could say Migu. Frank the Welt, what is the Rai from the Reisha? What is the Rai from the Reisha? Maybe in the Reisha you name it because it's a Pesha Osa. In the Reisha it's a Pesha Osa. You could have kept quiet. Pesha Asara, Pesha Itir. That, you never to be Mesim Atzmi Rosha. Now we're coming in the Sefer. The Shtar is Mekuyim. I could have come and said, Anusi Machmas Nefoshes. Believe me, Anusi Machmas Roman, then I could have said, Machmas Nefoshes. Maybe, Migu Memokim Mesim Atzmi Rosha, you can't say. Migu, you can't say. But Pesha Asara, you say. I want to tell you, it's not only maybe. The Ramban says it. The Ramban brings Tesis, and Ramban says, and Mokim Pesha Osa, you could be Mesim Atzmi Rosha, or Mokim Migu, you can't be Mesim Atzmi Rosha. He answered that there's no Migu in the Sefer Lelishne Kame. Why? Migu to Mesim Atzmi Rosha? Zog the Ramban, you can't do. Pesha Osa, you could do. Zog the Belchonon Betech Advorim, this is one of the Tesis in Shas that is Muchach. As we get to the next sugyas, Tesis did not find the chiluk in between Pesha Osar and Migu. Tesis calls both of them Migu. Maybe it's a bigger migu. I could have kept quiet. It's a migu de iboye shosik, a starker migu. But it's no two different levels. If migu helps in the reisha, migu helps in the sefer. Avada, we could have chaylek on teisvus. We could have been chaylek on teisvus. Again, so this is the ma'am shif betzim. This is what I'm bringing the ma'am shif. Teisvus knew that could be a problem. Maybe when mokim meisim atzmei rosha, you don't say migu. Migu meisim atzmei, as even lishne basra really holds. Or lishne basra holds that in the reisha you not nemon machbas moment because you meisim atzmei rosha, even that you have a migu. As they halt lishne kame. As they halt lishne kame. So who said? I said Teisa, but lishne azel lishne basre, but lishne kame hold that in the reishi in Emon. For Teisa, when the reishi in Emon, who had in the safe? Who had in the safe? So Teisa was not mechalek b'sheosar on migu. This brings us to the next chelek. Is another chelek here in the sugya, also a lighter chelek, but it's a shlomer from the stapler. The stapler has a very nice simen on it. We'll take one piece from the stapler. The Ritva brings down Tesis's kasha. Again, this Tesis kasha is not a kasha only here. It's a kasha all over Shas. Every trei v'trei, Frank Tesis, believed the Basroi, Migu, that he could have passed Kamoi. They could, instead of saying he didn't kill, they could come and say the two first 18, we started with Mechal Shabbos, and they'll be possible. And Tesis says, you don't say Migu with two 18, they don't know how to plan. Zog the Ritva Yesoid. Migu is only in a Baal Dovel. Eidim, you can't believe in a Migu. Migu is when a person has a Taine. Oh, Migu, I have a better Taine. Eidim is a Gzera Sakosuv. You believe them. If they're not believed, don't believe them. Is a Musig of Migu be Eidim? Is no Musig Migu of Eidim Bichlal? The whole thesis is Kashe. Lelishnekame, believe in the Sefer be Migu, doesn't exist. It's not a kasha. Be'edim, you don't say migu. Be'edim, you don't say migu. Azay zok de ritva. So what is Tesis every time in Shas? We'll see, we'll ask the kasha. Oh, but they have a migu, they have a migu. Zok de ritva, the whole Tesis kasha doesn't start. There's no musak migu be'edim. There's no musak migu be'edim. Migu is bale dvorim. Two people, is there a kosov? Two people come and say, Eidus, believe them, they couldn't believe them. I don't believe Moshe Aaron, the brothers. It's exactly the cause of how Eidim work. Or did they believe, or did they not believe? The Mesim Atzmi Rosh, or they not believe? They can't be Chayzer Magid, so they can't be Chayzer Magid. So they have a Migu. When they have a Migu? Migu is two people are fighting, I have a Migu against you. Two Eidim come in, if they believe, they believe. If the Mesim Atzmi Rosh, and they're not Chayzer Magid, they not believe. Hey, but they could have said Machmas Nefoshes. We don't believe them. Merklo? Yeah, we don't believe them. We don't believe them. We don't believe them. A Pashto Yesod in the Ritva. Tesis Lishna. We have maybe now when we think about it, we have to understand what Tesis happened in the world that Eidim could have a Migu. Frek the Ritva on himself. So what's with the Reisha? Be'eng Sav Yodem Yoitze Mokim Achar, they believe. Why they believe? Because they could have not been Mekayim the Shtar. But you told me that Be'eidim you don't say Migu. You said that Be'eidim you don't say Migu. So the Reisha is not a parsha of Migu. It's a parsha of Peshaosa. It's a parsha of Peshaosa. Peshaosa. As a Yesod, you want to listen to the Osar, you have to listen to the Yitir. I said Osar, I said Yitir. You want, don't listen to me. Again. When in the Sefer, the Shtar is Mikuyim. They want to say Anusi Machmas Momen, the Migu the Nefoshes. Eidim can't have Migu, we move them out. The shtar stays good. And the reisha, we don't know that it's a good shtar. Who said that it's a good shtar? They said that it's a good shtar. You want to accept them? You have to accept them how they said it. No shaykh is the migu. Zog the ritva. Here's the machleikis. Teisves learns, peshaosar and migu is the same. If you believe them in the reisha, you believe them in the sefer. Yeah, this is what Teisves here about a raya. If you believe them in the Sefer, you believe them in the Reisha. This is the cloud. If you believe in the Sefer, you believe in the Reisha. Masha'enken, the Ritva learned, Peshaosar and Migu is two different things. And the Stipler brings down the Machne Ephraim, that the Machne Ephraim is maimed like a Chakira. The Nafkemina is, what would be if a person says Osar, Shvu Yoani, she says, you know, I was kidnapped, and then after a week she comes and says, yeah, if you ask me what happened, no one touched me. She's Neman or she's not Neman? So if it's Mipashas Migu, believe me that I'm saying the truth, because if I'm a liar, I would never tell you that I got kidnapped. Not true? You're a liar. You didn't know that when someone is Shvuya, she becomes also. So you said Shvuya, you wanted all the people to have Rachmanis on you. Now that you have that, you know, you can't stay with your husband, you can't say, Tohirani. So if it's mitzad deraya that I'm not a liar, it's only if I say it b'terch k'nidibu. Shvuya v'tohiro. Eishasish v'grusho. I thought I said I'm married tomorrow. I could say I'm divorced. So, but if I said it b'terch k'nidibu, it's deraya, I'm saying the truth. Because if I'm a liar, I would not say the first lie. Masha'engen, if it's a new ne'emones, zog de machne Ephraim, you ne'emon even tomorrow. You want to listen to me? You have to listen to my whole picture. You don't want, don't listen. Peshaosar, apeshaid. Avad be'edim, they have to do it tochi nedibu because it's not as chayzer magid. Aber be'esoidoid, it doesn't have to be tochi nedibu. Vemele zog this type of, this is be'etzim a big machleikis. Teisves, kaseider. And we'll see it later in the next sugi, really it's nagia. Here it's stam betech advorim. Teisves learns, Peshaosar is from the parsha from Migu. The male from the Reisha is a Migu, the Sefer is a Migu. If Migu helps Malki Meisim Atzmi Rosho, and the Reisha, it will help in the Sefer. Mele takes as a Kashi, and he brings a Raya from the Reisha. The Rishani will Mechalik. The Reisha is Peshaosa, the Sefer is a Migu. The Rabban will stand Mechalik. The Reisha is Peshaosa, the Sefer is a Migu. The Ritmos of the Stipler speaks it out more. Be'edi Migu never helps. Be'edi Migu never helps. The reish is mitzad peshaosa. But mele whole taste is kasha is bichlan nishken kasha. Let me get into the second chelik of the sugya. We're going now to lishne basre, and the sefer you not believe at all because you chayzer or magid, and in the reish you neman machmas nefoshes, but you not neman machmas moment because ein odom meisim atzmi rosha, even b'mokri migu ein odom meisim atzmi rosha. This is Lishne Kamed, Lishne Basra de Rome Barchome. So again, so Lishne Basra de Rome Barchome is, in the Sefer you not believe at all because you choy zeru magid, and in the Reisha you nemon machmas nefoshes because you have a migu, shasa, or be machmas momen you not nemon because you may see matzmi rosh. And Tesis is going and he's asking here a kasha from Palgine. To explain Tesis kasha, I want to give a Akdome in the Yesoid of Palgina. A Akdome to the Yesoid of Palgina. It's a very shvere sugye. It sounds words, Palgina dibure, Palgina dibure. I think if we give the right Akdome, will be a whole different toichen to divrei ha'Teisves. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tesamud Beis, look at the Gemara inside, Sanhedrin Tesamud Beis, as a machleikis Rove v'Rav Yosef. A person comes to Beis Din and says to Beis Din, Ployni Rovani Leoinzi. Mishkav Zohar, Ployni Rovani Leoinzi. The aloch is, Hu ve'acher mitstarfim lehorgoi. If I say someone was me'anis me, plus another person, we two edim ksheirim, we say that person did mishkav zocho, we could kill him. Ployni rovani leonsoi, hu ve'achem mitstafim lehorgoi. Ployni rovani lirtsoini, he can mitstaref. Why? Omar Rabbi Yosef. Ployni rovani lirtsoini, hu ve'achem mitstafim lehorgoi. Lirtsoinoi roshu. You're saying that you're a Rosha, how you could say Eidus? Rova omar odom korev etzel atzmoi ve'ein odom meisim atzmei rosho. We do palginen and yunemon. So here we have the machlekes Rabbi Yosef and Rova. Ployni rovani leonzi lekule alma yunemon. Ployni rovani lirzoini. Ployni rovani lirzoini. The aloch is alibe de Rabbi Yosef yunat nemon. Ein odom meisim rosho. You say you're mezane, Mr. Rosha. And Rova says you do palgina. And b'meile, you could kill that guy. Now I want to ask you the shaile, this is the heart be'etzem of the noise. And if you have this claw, all of the noises of palgina becomes very light. A guy comes, we have two cases. Someone was ma'anis mila oynes. I was oynes. So we said, so you're okay. That guy's a bad person. You and another person could kill him. If you say that guy did it, and I was happy. Rabbi Yosef said, we can't kill the guy. Rava says, you do palginet. I want to ask you a shaila. Who makes sense? Meshe David, who makes sense? Rava is right or Rabbi Yosef is right? Misvore. Misvore, you could kill the guy or not? Misvore, you could kill the guy or not? What? Again. Ployni rovani lirzoini. I was happy that the other person did it to me. Zogt Rabbi Yosef, you can't say Eidus, you are Rosho. Rava says that we do palginet. Who is right, Misvore? Rabbi Yosef or Rava?
About killing the person or about the
Eidus? I'm going to Rabbi Yosef says you cannot kill the person. Rava says you could kill the person. Yes. Why Rabbi Yosef is right, Misvore? Why not to love Rava? Why not to kill that person? He did it, a bad person. What? So I wanted, what? Let me trachin good. It's two ways to understand what Rava says. Listen good, Mishadar, listen. Two ways to understand what Rava says. And I will tell you a very clear nafkamina that you will understand the nafkamina. One is why Rava says you can't kill the guy. Why Rabbi Yosef is right that you can't kill the guy. And Rava also says, Be'etzem, you cannot kill the guy. Just Rava makes palginen. But without palginen, we cannot kill the guy, right? Without the sugi of palginen, Rabbi Yosef is right. We can't kill the guy. I'll tell you two reasons why we can't kill the guy. You want to believe me that guy did it lirzoini? If you accept the story, so I'm a shegetz, right? A shegetz can't say Eidus. Palginen says, we believe that he did it, we don't believe you that you did it lirzoini. This is one nusach. Ledvorecha rosho ato, a second nusach. Not because I'm a shegetz. Is a aloch and Eidus, or you accept the whole Eidus, or you don't accept the whole Eidus. If you want to accept the whole Eidus, you have to believe that I'm a Rosho. I can't say Eidus on myself. So if you can't accept a part of my words, you can't accept all of my words. The Teretz comes Palgina, we cut off these words, and we could accept the half. Again, the first reason you can't accept my Eidus is why? Because if you accept my Eidus, Ledvora, I'm a Rosha, I'm a Shegetz, so there's no Eidus. The second Nusach is, you want to accept my words without Palginen, if it's no scissors. So again, if the first Nusach, if it's no scissors, I'm a Shegetz. If the second Nusach, if it's no scissors, so you can't accept the Chelek. It sounds to you the same, though. I'll give you the Nefkemine. I come into Beis Din, listen. Ployni Rova es ishti. And they were happy, yeah? Lirzoinum. I'm believer, I'm not believer. Ployni Rova es ishti. No, with another person. I'm believer, I'm not believer. Lefi the first mehalach, I'm believer, I'm not a shegetz. And my wife, I can't say Eidus. They will accept it on the ployni, they will not accept it on my wife. Either if we say the second you say it, either you accept everything, either you don't accept everything. So mainly you can't kill the plainy. Again, we're going Rabbi Yosef, before Rava said Palginen, we are clearing why you need to come to Palginen? On Palginen, what would be the problem? This way, Stam, we learn such a sugya to go to the mamakim of the sugya. We'll explain in a second what Rove came and said. On Rove, Ployni Rovani Lirzoini, I'm not believed. We could say it in two nuschos. One nusach is, Ledvorecho Roshoato. If we believe you, the whole. If we believe you, you're saying you're not a eight. You're telling us that you're not a eight, so how will we listen? The tenets is, we have to take out some of the words. Because if we believe to the whole words, you're saying you're nobody. Person says, listen, I saw the other person killed and I'm blind. If you're blind, you didn't see. You say, I'm a Rosh, and I'm telling you Eidus. A Rosh can't say Eidus. A Rosh can't say Eidus. So, Rava will do Palkinen, will believe one half, will not believe the other half. Will believe half of the story, will not believe the other half of the story. Second Nusach is, when a person says a story, we have, without Palkinen, we have to accept the whole thing. If we don't accept the Chelek, the whole thing is Batel Mavutl. Where is the Nafkemine? Ployni Rova es ishti lirzoinom. I'm not a shegetz. Believe me the whole story. Not legabi my wife. Believe me the whole story. Masha'engen, if the aloch is, and then you don't have to come to Palgina. Masha'engen, if the aloch is, that if you have to accept the whole edus, you accept the whole edus, and you can't divide it the chelek. So even there, where is the mashal? Reb Chaim Brisker brings down a mishnah lemelech. A person told his wife, I don't let you to talk to I'm not letting you to nisto with Ployni. You're not allowed to go to the yichud with this person, with Reuven. She goes into the room with Reuven. Now there's no Eidim, but there's only one Eidechot. And the Eidechot says that she's mezane. So the halach is normally Eidechot is not Nemon, but if you mekane to your wife, even Eidechot. So what happens? He told her, don't go into the room with Reuven. Reuven comes into Beis Din, she came into the room and I was mezana with her. She's also a muto. If you do Palkinen and you don't believe him that it's him, so if she was nista with someone else, it's no problem. She's only also if she's nista with him. She's also or she's not also? She's also or she's not also? Reuven comes and says, we did it together. Now, if you do Palginen, that it's not Reuven, Eidechot is not Naman to ask her. Only if she did it with Reuven, she's also. But you can't believe Reuven. Mishnah Melech says that he's Naman. Came Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim said a Yesoit. Is a halacha that we call Palginen Ne'emonus. And it's a halacha that we call Palginen Dibure. I know it's hard zachen, but we will explain it. I'll give you the moshel. Reb Chaim gave the moshel. Eidechot is Neman to Mechayev Shvua? Yes. He's Neman Lohitzi Momen? No. How? He's Neman or he's not Neman? What is the answer? He's Neman or he's not Neman? What about the way? Yes or no? Eidechot is Neman Lechayev Shvua. He's Neman Lohitzi Momen, Eidechot? Eidechot is Neman Lohitzi Momen? What? For sure not. Eidechot is Neman Lohitzi Momen? No. Shvua? How you divide it? The Teretz is, he's Neman a little bit. Le Shvua is enough. Le Momen is not enough. Zok does it. When a person comes into Beis Din, Zok Reb Chaim, and he says, Ployni Rova es Ishti. We believe the whole story. This guy was mezane with your wife. No. Klappe the guy you believed. Klappe your wife, we can't believe you. But now hear the words. But klappe the guy. With who he was mezane? With my wife. We believe you that he was mezane with your wife. Klappe your wife, we can't accept it. But klappe the ployni, we accept the whole edus. When he mechayev eidechot, it's mechayev shvua. Klappe the shvua, we believe that he owes the money. Klappe the moment, we don't believe. Ployni rova es ishti. Ployni rova es ishti, yeah? Klappe your wife, you not believe. Klappe the ployni, you believe. Why not? You could, Zog Reb Chaim, we call it Palgine Nehemonis. Klapi this we believe, klapi this we don't believe. Klapi this we believe him, klapi this we don't believe him. Klapi this we believe him, klapi this we don't believe him. We don't have a problem bichlal. We don't have a problem bichlal. So why when someone says ployni rovani lirtzoini, we don't say klapi the ployni believe, klapi myself don't believe. What? Ployni rovani lirtzoini do the same thing. Klapi the ployni believe, klapi myself don't believe. The Torah says, I can't believe you even klapi the ployni. Because ledvorech rosho ato. If I believe klapi the ployni, I'm also saying that the story never happened. Because I'm telling you that I'm a rosho. Even klapi the ployni, you can't receive the whole story. Again, we have a palgina dibura and a palgina neemanes. So I want Be'ez Hashem tomorrow, see the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tesom Mudbeis, and the beginning in Yudah Mudalef, and then we'll see the whole Tesis Be'ez Hashem.